Yes, so today is the 20th of August 2016, and for the pleasure of all assembled devotees, and by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we are continuing with the Srimad Bhagavata Purana, Canto 10, Chapter 6, The Killing of Demon Putana. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear King, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service, by chanting and hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokul while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Purport. Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to mitigate the anxiety of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee of Krishna, and therefore, when he understood that Putana was causing disturbances in Gokul, he was somehow perturbed. Shukadeva Goswami, therefore, assured him that there was no danger in Gokul. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Namashraya kariyatani tumitakala apani kaji. Everyone is thus advised to seek shelter in the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remain engaged in his own occupational duty. There is no loss in this, and the gain is tremendous. Even from a material point of view, everyone should take to chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra to be saved from all kinds of danger. This world is full of danger. Padam padam yat vipadam natisham. So therefore, we should be encouraged to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that in our family, society, neighborhood and nation, everything will be smooth and free from danger. Yes. Shloka number 2. It has no purport, so therefore we just read the translation. Kamsena prihita ghora putana bala ghatini sishums chachara nignanti puragrama vrajadishu. While Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokul, the same fierce Putana, whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies, was wandering about in the towns, cities, and villages, doing her nefarious duty. Homagya timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurin miritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vancha Kalpaturvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nama Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki. So, we are continuing today reading seemingly disturbing story. Disturbing story when Krishna is in danger. Someone comes to poison him. And we see that in this material world, the biggest dangers may come in a beautiful form. Yes, like Putana. She came in a such beautiful form of, you could say, demigoddess. No one dared to object her entering the room of Lord Krishna. Nobody. So it is said that, I don't know how exactly in English that would sound, but not everything which shines like gold is a gold. You understand, yeah? That, you know, externally things may be attractive, but it's like to capture your attention, to steal your mind. Actually, the advertisement works that way, isn't it? Just to prove you that you need that thing, although it's worthless. It's a burden, and it will cost you maybe some money or fortune. And just to steal your attention. So it's being done when your intelligence is weak. If every day you don't wash, you don't dive in the nectar ocean of Bhagavata Katha, then same thing, like you wouldn't take a shower in the morning. You would walk all day long with dirty body. More than that, you actually have to take not one shower a day, yes? So same thing, that in the morning, if you don't bathe your intelligence in the nectarian waters, purifying waters of Bhagavata Katha, then your intelligence is weak, and then you are prone to hook on some cheap, externally maybe beautiful thing. Yes? So we see that it's actually, this has been advised by Lord Kapiladev, where he, in the 29th chapter of the 3rd canto, he explains the devotional service to his mother Devahuti. Yes? Actually, he says, actually in every story of Bhagavatam, you will find glorification of the chanting of the holy name. You will find everywhere glorification of the hearing process. In every story, and we see even in the 10th chapter, Srila Prabhupada takes advantage to glorify Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name, which in this shloka, in the 3rd shloka, is being represented by the words Rakshagnani Nayatra Shravanadini Rakshagnani Svakarmasu. Yes? That this is an occupational duty. Rakshagnani or Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada translates here like chanting and hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Although in the shloka itself, seemingly, Shukadeva Goswami doesn't pronounce Shravanam Kirtanam, but he says, Rakshagnani Svakarmasu. Svakarma is your own dutiful activity. So that means that to hear and chant is not an option. To hear and chant about the Lord is not an option. It's a duty. Like Arjun. Shri Arjun. He thought he decides to fight or not to fight. And unfortunately, he made a wrong decision. Right before the battle, can you imagine? Right before the battle, the warrior says, well, I think I will join pacifist movement. Wrong time, wrong place, wrong idea. He may think, oh, I am voting for nonviolence now. Sorry, it's the wrong time. Same thing when it's time to cook for the deities. And the cook may think, well, I will go chanting japa, have a walk. Or it's the time of deity greeting, and pujari says, well, I don't feel in the mood of opening the curtain. Let me go for a walk. Well, wrong time. Wrong decision. So, you know, when your intelligence is not strong enough, then those kind of thoughts come to your mind. And that degrades you. And Krishna warned Arjun. He said, Arjun, it's not befitting you. Being famous, most famous warrior all over the 3 worlds, to do such decisions. Everyone will claim you to be coward. So this is how the mind cheats your intelligence. Pushes through some attractive, beautiful, nice idea. Putana-like idea, which is poisonous and which is dangerous. So therefore we see that actually the shloka itself, where Shukadeva Goswami pacifies Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit, who listens Bhagavatam already when Lord Krishna is gone. And what's his mood? Very interesting. Lord Krishna is gone back to his own abode, Goloka Vrindavan. And Maharaj Parikshit listens to the story. And he is worried about Krishna's well-being. How sincere he is. Huh? How sincerely he is, like, you know, he's full into the story, full-heartedly, listening very attentively. And he thought, oh my God, this Putana is wandering around just to kill little things, little children, babies. But Krishna is a little baby. So we see that actually Vasudeva, he warned Nanda Maharaj when he went to Mathura to pay Kamsa the taxes. And he said, Shiva Sudev told Nanda Maharaj, Karo vai varshika dato ragi drishtavayam chava nehasteyam bahu titham santyut patascha gokule. My dear brother, please, you already paid the annual taxes to Kamsa. And I am very thankful, very grateful you came to see me. But do not stay here for long. It's better you return to Gokul, since I know there may be some disturbances there. So yesterday we read that when Nanda Maharaj came back to Gokul, he saw huge, gigantic. How big was the dead body of Putana? Huh? 12 miles, yeah. Can you imagine? What is the distance to London from here? 20, so halfway. Halfway along, somebody just crashes. But it's interesting that when they cut it and they were burning it, it was smelling nicely, like fragrance, like incense, agarbati. So it's like that, you know. If you burn dead body, it will not smell nice at all. It's terrible. But because Lord Krishna touched her body. And it's interesting, if you remember yesterday, we read that she got opportunity for devotional service. All the demons whom Krishna killed were just impersonal liberated. That means temporary, although this temporary it's like for billions and billions of years, but still. And for a devotee, such liberation is like a spiritual suicide. A devotee will never consider accepting such impersonal liberation, Brahman, Brahmajyoti, to melt with the transcendental effulgence of the body of the Lord, will never take into consideration. But Putana, being, my God, she came to kill Krishna. And Krishna didn't consider her secondary feeling, later feeling of anger over the situation of treating him Bali Maharaj. So first of all, when Ratnamala, Putana in her previous life, saw Vamanadev, beautiful Brahmana boy, immediately she became attracted. So we see that Krishna is attractive, most attractive. And everyone, even demons, they got attracted to Krishna. Even Lord Shiva, he long time ago in the previous yugas, he told Parvati, saying that in Kali Yuga, spiritual organizations or religion will be invaded or pervaded by demoniac personalities. Yes? Demons will be coming to the spiritual organizations to seek their own purposes. And in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna names all the hidden agenda or hidden purposes. So, but Krishna, he disregarded secondary feelings of Ratnamala, because after she lost everything, all her material benefits, she Shirada Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. You know, demon's devotion is like that. Until he has his material benefits, okay, Krishna God, okay, let him be. But you know, when he loses his material assets, and that was Putana's case. But Krishna disregarded that. He just took consideration of her initial feeling. She wanted to have him as a baby. So, coming back to today's shloka, in which actually Shukadeva Goswami said, where are the chanting and hearing, where are the performed devotion, occupational duties of devotional service, there cannot be danger from bad elements. So this is the most sweet cure for the heart of every devotee. By chanting and hearing, we feel safe. Yes? This is just to increase our faith and pacify. Actually, Shukadeva Goswami was doing that for the Maharaj Parikshita's sake. So we see that actually, and Lord Kapiladev also in another story, in another canto, in the third canto of Bhagavatam, seemingly externally different situation, where Devahuti approached her husband, Kardama Muni, and said, well, you are leaving to the forest. What shall I do? I am your wife. What shall I do? And Kardama Muni gave a very Vedic instruction. Now you are under care of your son. Son will take care of you. And son, Kapiladev, he taught his mother the science of a devotional service. Usually mothers, fathers, do they listen to their children talk? Hardly. Most unlikely. You know, parents are also conditioned by, this is my kid. I gave him the birth. I you know, dressed him. I fed him. I took care. And now he wants to teach me. Come on. But we see that in the case of Devahuti, she took shelter of her son. And Kapila Muni, he gave very, very, very valuable instruction amongst all others, that it's very relevant in our case, because he gave instruction how to remain always enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. Because we know that, well, after some time, our initial enthusiasm fades away. And, well, we see that from the darshans of devotees who approach and they complain, I am chanting 16 rounds already for 1 year. Yes, and he thinks he's the hero. 1 year, chant takes 60 rounds. And he says, and nothing happens. I don't feel nothing. So I said, congratulations. You're already on the level of intelligence. You don't feel it anymore. You do your duty. So it's good. And he thinks, oh, it's bad. I should feel something. You know, my feelings, my mind should be happy and feel something. Well, wait a little bit. At least achieve the stage of nishta, stability. Conquer your anarthas, get rid of them. So this is the process. And actually, Lord Kapiladev, he says that how to remain, he gives the advice and instruction to Mother Devahuti, what to do, how to remain always attracted to Krishna. It's not like, you know, just another deity greeting. No, every day is just like a, you know, exciting. Just look. Today, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman are in another mood. They're in another dress. They're broadcasting their blessings. Shishirada, Gokula, Ananda, you know, you can't take your eyes away. How beautiful they are. How attractive they are. It's not just another greeting of the deities. No. It's one and is the unique and every day unique. So Lord Kapiladev says, how to maintain your pure consciousness and always be attracted to the Lord. And he says, it's all about your consciousness and qualities. He says that when one is fully qualified with transcendental attributes and qualities, and his consciousness is thus completely purified, such a devotee immediately is attracted simply by hearing my name and hearing my transcendental quality. So which attributes and which qualities does he have in mind, Lord Kapiladev? He says, Adyatmikanu Shravanan, Nama Sankirtanachchame, Arjavi Narya Sangena Nirahankriyaya Tata. He says, two things devotee has to do every day, daily. And he says, a devotee should always try. And you know, should always try. It's not like sometimes, and it's not like if it's easy come, easy go. No, should always try. That means have to perform sacrifice. Yes? Lord Krishna says, Nayam loko stiyayagyasya kutonya kuru sattama. In Bhagavad Gita, he gives us the formula of happiness. And he says, if one doesn't perform yajna, sacrifice, he will not be happy in this world or in the next, in this life or in the next. There is no way. If you don't try, if you don't put extra endeavor, there is no way you will be happy. No way. So Lord Kapiladev just confirms, saying, a devotee should always try. And then he names two things what he should always try. One thing is to hear about spiritual matters. This is what we are doing. Yes? We should try. Come every day to the temple or hear for the broadcast. Yes, nowadays, you know, you can listen to the classes from Mayapur, from Vrindavan, from LA, from London, from Moscow, from anywhere. You just have to, daily, listen to the spiritual matters. That means Bhagavatam Katha, Gita Katha. Next thing is should always, again, Kapiladev says, should always utilize your time in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Two things is a must, is duty. And here we see Shukadeva Goswami, same thing. Then you are safe. Actually, even in the second canto of Bhagavatam, in the very first shlokas where Shukadeva Goswami starts from the second canto, starts replying to the Maharaj Parikshit's question, what is the duty of a man who is going to die? He also mentions that always chanting the holy name relieves one from the doubt and fear. So we see, we have to know those things, and we have to believe in those things, and plus we have to practice it. It's not like knowing, because it's not about information. It's all about faith and performance. It's all about faith and performance. So therefore, Lord Kapiladev gives advice worth mountain of gold. A devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters and should always utilize his time in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And we see Shukadeva Goswami, today's shloka, gives the same advice. Wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. And tell me, in this material world, in every step, you will meet bad elements, one type or the other. Some are very attractive. Yes, they don't have a label, I am bad guy. No, they advertise themselves, I am the best. I am well-wisher. I am your well-wisher. Give me your money. Kind of thing. Or I will kill you. But if you are in the association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, Issi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. He registered back in 1966, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, himself having nothing, struggling to maintain himself. He already registered International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What faith did he have? What determination did he have? We have to think about it twice, thrice, again and again. Because it was August 13, just a few days before the Janmashtami, when the appearance day anniversary of Lord Krishna, the next day would be Srila Prabhupada's own 69th birthday. So during these last years, he had been, Srila Prabhupada had been in Vrindavan for Janmashtami always. Many Vrindavan residents would never leave Vrindavan. They were old and at peace in Vrindavan. Bhaktivedanta Swami was also concerned that he might die away from Vrindavan. And that was why all the Vaishnava sadhus and widows had taken vows not to leave, even for Mathura, because to die in Vrindavan was the perfection of life. And the Hindu tradition was that a sannyasi should not cross the ocean and go to the land of the Mlechkas. Sorry for me coming here. I had to cross. But you know, all of us, we sacrifice our comfort zone. We sacrifice just to give pleasure to His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to give pleasure to Shri Shri Radha Kokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, because every day coming for the deity greeting you please them by being present. They look at you and consider you pure devotees of the Lord. At least the time you're standing in front. What you do when we leave temple, it's another story. But same thing, like Lord Krishna didn't consider the anger and envy of Putana when she became envious, losing her material benefits. So same thing, it's better to never leave temple, or if to leave, leave with the mood of devotional service. So, but beyond all that was the desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, and his desire was none different from that of Lord Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that the chanting of Hare Krishna would be known in every town and village of the world. And here we see, before Srila Prabhupada, was it known? No. Even myself, back in early 1980s, when I received Japa and Mahamantra piece of paper of Mahamantra on the street, we didn't have then in Soviet Union no temples, no books, no namahatas, no deities, no kirtan, nothing. Just beads and Mahamantra. And I chanted Mahamantra for a few years, not knowing what is it. You think I knew who Krishna was? No. I was not born in Bharatvarsha, where everyone knows who Krishna. Believe me, in Soviet Union, nobody knew who is Krishna, who is Ram. And still, I chanted. Why? The devotee on the street told me, chant every day for 2 hours, 16 rounds, and you'll be happy. I said, come on, it's impossible. 2 hours, the same thing, chanting. Are you kidding? And she told, you try and you will see. And I tried. I tried. I didn't know the instruction of Lord Kapiladev, who said, you should try. I didn't know that, but I tried. Little by little, I chanted 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds daily. And it got tastier and tastier and tastier. If you listen to some pop song, it's interesting up till the next top of the pop's song comes up. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you chant more, you become attracted more. Why? Because it acts not contaminating, but purifying. The mundane music is just contaminating. Plays your mind. So we see that Srila Prabhupada sacrificed going across the ocean, being 69, just another world. It's unimaginable. If you are a young person, ask, do you want to go to America? He says, oh yes, I want. But if you tell some old person, well, 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 I don't leave my room, what to speak of, another continent. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed all that. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana ki. Shukadeva Goswami ki. Maharaj Parikshit ki. Shri Putana. After liberation, becoming Mother ki. Yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.